Christ, the King. Our Father, who art in heaven, thine kingdom come. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, what right do I have to ask you to remember me? Me. You. You who is the image of God. You who was before all things. You were at creation, the word through which this world came into being. You who healed the lame and the blind and the leper, from whom the demons flee. You have brought people back to life. You, through whom God has brought the world back to him. You, who through your death has made peace with death and broken its power. You, who is God's love. Your kingdom. Your kingdom. What place do I have in your kingdom? What difference would I make? Where would I fit in the inheritance of saints? Why should I be in paradise? Me? Jesus, don't you know who I am? I'm unjust. I'm just a child. I'm just a woman. I'm just a dad. I'm just a worker. I'm just a peasant. Just an old person. And you know what they say about me? I'm illegitimate. I'm mentally unstable. I'm divorced. I'm gay. I'm alcoholic. I'm dumb. And you know what I've done. I'm a sinner. I'm a hypocrite. A gossip. I'm a criminal. I'm a prostitute, a tax collector. I'm a murderer. And look at me. Can't you see Jesus by looking at me? I'm a Samaritan. I'm disabled. I'm black. I'm a leper. I'm overweight. I'm blind. I'm useless. I know. People tell me these things all the time. I know I can't make a difference. Where is there space for the likes of me in your kingdom?
And the people stood by, watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who was hung there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
Jesus, forgive me. I have scoffed at you. I have mocked you. I have derided you. I didn't think you could save me. You disturb me, Jesus. You disturb my soul, my innermost being. You know who I am. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Yet still you offer me a place in your kingdom. You have already transferred me into your kingdom. You who have done things that I cannot conceive, let alone imagine. I can't imagine why you would want to save me. Forgive me. You know me. You love me. You really love me. I imagine. I glimpse. I lightly touch the power of your love, and by it I am transformed. I can see, I can walk, I stumble, I fall, I hesitate, but I am a new creation in your likeness. You have forgiven me, you have redeemed me, you have healed me. I stumble and I fall again, but you pick me up and help me on my feet. I am your child. You have made me part of your family. You have given me a new name. You have given me life. You are my Lord. Lord Christ the King. Your kingdom is now and not yet. You are the firstborn in the world. You have the first place in everything. You have dominion over all the thrones, rulers, powers, both now and not yet. You have died. You have risen. You will come again. Christ, the King. In my humanity, I conceive kingship in a worldly way and my place in it in a worldly manner. But you are not a king to save yourself, but to save others. I look in the mirror and I see me as you see me. I am able to see a person who is strong and capable, with ears to hear your call on my life. I see the world through your eyes. I see injustice, terror, inequality, poverty, disease, selfishness. I also see laughter and tears and joy and pain, which you are longing to bring into your kingdom. Your kingdom, your will. Make it my kingdom, my will. I have been made strong. I'm an heir to God's kingdom. I have a place in paradise. I'm transformed beyond the ways of the world. You died for me. I will live for you. You disturb me, Jesus. You disturb me to look beyond myself to find the place that you have prepared for me. You make a space for me, set amongst all your people to share your purposes, where there is a space for us all. Regardless of our background, our abilities, our age, our gender and our nationalities, where these no longer matter, where each of us is valued for who we are, where each of us have a unique role, where we look into another's eyes and see you looking back at us, where we have gifts to share, where we discover who we are by responding to you, where we are blessed. Your call, your people answer. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Your call, we answer. We find the place you have prepared for us in your kingdom by responding to your call. You give us your strength, your patience, your joy, and your love so that we may all respond to your call on us in your kingdom, in this world, today.
Jesus, remember us when we come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember us when we come into your kingdom.